need somebody help.
Not you, just anybody.
You know I need somebody.
Can't duet with you.
You're like Lennon and McCartney, aren't you?
No.
Made more like Ringo. And
love you in lots of other ways, but your singing is just not up to scratch.
Yeah, critiqued by a Spice Girl. Morning, Lexi.
Morning.
Where are you calling from, Lexi?
I'm in Kentish Town.
Okay, we are here, ready to help you. What can we do you for?
Well, basically, I've just moved in with my boyfriend.
Well done.
We've been together, thanks. We've been together for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be sort of domesticated bliss and it's going to be great, but actually he's a bit of a nightmare.
why is that?
He never does the washing up.
Right.
Like, his boxes are everywhere.
Mm.
He never clears the sink when he trims his beard.
Right.
He hogs the bed.
Yeah.
He's, like, starfish.
You've got a list
it.
Here. You're just reading out.
I know. but I think the worst thing is he just doesn't really seem to care. And I don't really want to break up with him.
No.
Obviously. he's quite fit, so...
Dirty boxes, quite fit.
But I obviously did prefer it when I was living by myself. It's far easier.
Okay.
So don't know whether or not do I ask him to move out and risk him being dumped, or do I just kind of put up with it and care?
So, does Lexi put up with her boyfriend's smelly ways? Or I think, well, let's be clear about this. I don't think you don't want to think about whether or not to carry on going out with him. It's just whether you should maybe talk to him about it.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to dump him. It's just, do I ask him to move out and risk being dumped because it doesn't come across very good? Or do I just put up with it?
Asking him to move out seems a bit extreme to me. What do you think, Franz? Thing is, right, let me tell you, Lexi, this is the first time you've ever lived with a man.
It is, yeah.
See, I'm going to give you a quick lesson here about man.
Man.
We tend to be quite, I don't know, and we make no apologies for this. We tend to be a little bit smelly, a little bit messy, a little bit untidy. But that's kind of in our DNA. And
right.
I can't help thinking that you've just got to embrace it, right? Or not, all the girls are looking at me.
Yes, we are looking at you a little bit funny, aren't we, Jamie?
Let us know what you think Lexi should do. Should she put up with it? Or I think maybe just say something. That's the easiest way, isn't it? Talk, communication, no?
Yeah. Well, give us some ideas of what you think. 8:21:22. Let us know what you think. How we can help Lexi, please.
Help! I need somebody help.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need
someone. Help! Well,
that was scary. Morning, Lexi.
Morning.
Rhianne says, OMG, Lexi, are we going out with the same guy? Are you? Because that would be awkward. That's a whole nother help discussion right there.
Oh, so, Lexi, you've been going out with your boyfriend for a year. He's moved into your house and unfortunately, he's a bit messy. And you're not liking it, are you? Diana's texting. She says, if he doesn't clean, then you should have no cuddles, no extras, and he'll soon shape up. There you go. Also, I love this from Lucy. You have to train them like a puppy. Small rewards for every little achievement and you'll soon see progress.
Baby steps. Incremental progress, I like.
She says it worked for my brother, my flatmates, and now my fiancé. That's from Lucy.
To make her sound like an animal trainer. We are humans. Sammy's in front. Morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
Sammy, what do you think Lexi should do?
She needs to talk to him. She needs to say, I don't, what she doesn't like.
Yeah.
And because communication solves most things. And if that doesn't work, if clothes don't go in the laundry bin, then they don't get washed. And when he runs out of pants and socks, he'll soon think, oh, I should have maybe put them in the bin.
You're absolutely right.
Sammy.
If you just don't do it yourself for a bit, I'm living on my own, Sammy. My wife's gone away for a week. And you know what? Suddenly, you're aware of what happens if you don't clear up.
Yep.
There's an infestation issue. The kids are in rags. Dogs are scavenging bins for food.
Yes.
Sammy,
and you don't smell too good either.
How dare you? She's in Feltham, she can smell me from
here. I know, see?
Holly, you've got a good idea on what Lexi should do. What's your advice?
Well, I think all men are slightly messy and smelly.
Yeah.
But true. A little bit of training
right,
can go a long way.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
See, I'm a bit messy too. Mm. And I think, you know, it's all about respecting each other's differences, isn't it? And just,
you're right.
Yeah. But also, lists are quite good.
Also, Lexi, if you think this is tough, just wait. If you're going to have to live together, you're going to have to learn to be a bit more patient with your other half. I sound like I'm being brutal. I don't mean that to be. But I think talk and time patience and incremental progress.
I think that was the main thing. Go out, have dinner, have a nice talk about it. See where it goes from there. Oh, also, someone did say for Christmas, instead of hanging a stocking over his bed, you could put a black sack with lots of cleaning products in it.
There you go, Lexi.
That might help.
Great idea.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Lexi.
Bye.